Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. I'm glad that you're with me today. It is a treat always to have you join us for these 5-minute little segments every single day of the year. What's your workout regimen like? Now, that's an odd question, kind of off the wall, right? What does that even mean, work out? That's what we call going to the gym or running or lifting, whatever. Commonly we say working out. You could lift weights, speak a lot about working your muscles or your lungs. We're really trying to work out what's wrong with us, get rid of fat and bring about an excellence that we think is in there to the surface. There's a profit in it for sure, and I don't mean money, but I mean in health and fitness. If you dedicate and devote yourself to bringing about results, that there's profit. But we know that there's a greater exercise. You see, the saint is in a daily battle. I don't believe in a daily battle with the devil, because the devil's a defeated foe. But we are in a daily battle with ourselves. We fight our old habits. We fight bad thought processes and tendencies. And I think we fight that more than anything else we face. Someone said it well. We are our own worst enemy. While Christ has finished work on the cross, many times we feel unfinished, unpolished in the way we walk. And who we are in Christ and who we appear to be on the surface don't always seem to go hand in hand. Now, we do know, according to 2 Corinthians 5:21, that we are His righteousness. But I've never met a Christian who doesn't want their outward man to line up with their inward man. So Paul says it this way, Philippians 2:12, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. That's a text that's been used for a long time and on a lot of people to try and convince them that they need to handle their salvation with kid gloves. And the insinuation is that you should always be on guard for losing your soul, and there needs to be a constant fear of God's judgment that prompts you to live right, coupled with a healthy dose of godly trembling. And listen, fear and trembling at the might and power of God didn't cause Israel to live right. So what makes you think it's going to be any different for you and for me? The key is the next verse, Philippians, the next verse, verse 13, where it tells us that we work out our salvation, but God, which works in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure, He's working in you. In other words, we're working out what God is working in. Well, there's really nothing good within us if there's no God in us. If Christ hasn't done the work, there's no working out that's going to make anything happen or make any difference. We don't have righteousness or goodness or holiness apart from the finished work of Christ. If He's there, then God is working His will inside of us, demanding only that we work it out of us. So really, how does one work out their salvation? Well, Paul tells us in Philippians 2, verses 14 through 16, do all things without murmuring and disputing, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life. With our mouths, we represent the Jesus that's working inside of us. If we murmur and complain, then we're really just playing the role of the children of Israel in the wilderness. We're not living up to their calling and their chosenness in Abraham. And when we govern this type of talk, we don't have any blame. We're harmless. We're sons of God. Even though we are in the middle of a crooked and perverse people, we're lights if we hold forth the message of God's grace. So I say this, do some spiritual exercise today. Many of you doing physical exercise, that's great, but do some spiritual exercise. Hold forth the good news as a light in the middle of a dark world. Show others how God is working out in you. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.